Along with domination came the establishment of cities, which means there were more people in one place at one time. With increasing size, roadways, and the ability to transport troops, goods, food, supplies, and ways to travel, public health issues emerged. Just as a person can transport food on the road from Spain to Italy, you can also carry a disease, bacteria, or virus from a person to person more readily. The Romans also developed sanitation systems. They had observed that if people were cleaner and less waste was around, illness would not spread as readily. One way to solve that public health issue was to use bathhouses. It was very typical for these Roman bathhouses to be established throughout a city and used by its citizens. This was a public health initiative. Anyone considering public health careers in education, research, or academics should be able to see that these kinds of developments led to the need for those careers. At the peak of the Roman Empire, we see the development of infrastructure, scientific thought, and advancements were the focus. They were much more interested in how to efficiently do things with less focus around spiritual motivations. They're not living much longer, 25 to 35 years, but the basics are there. The Roman Empire eventually fell, and a period of history began where people retreat from science and expanding knowledge and move towards a spiritual approach. This period is known as the Dark Ages.